good morning.
Now, I want you to know, last week, we celebrated a birthday, didn't we? And it was the birthday of what? The birthday of who?
Tom's birthday. We celebrated Tom's birthday.
That way, yeah, we celebrated his part, but a bigger birthday we celebrated.
Than this small church we find
this morning. Right? Now this morning we have another birthday, don't we?
And what is that birthday? Let me get the other microphone. You'll never confuse me with Thomas Edison, I'll tell you. Okay, so now we have a birthday this morning, don't we? And what is it? Madison, what is it?
The church's birthday.
Which church? We had a church birthday last week.
This church.
No, were you here at the first birthday party? No, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? How many years ago?
A long time ago.
You got it. That covers all the bases. How many of you can count to 130? I think all of you can count to 130. That's pretty old, isn't it?
I can count four.
Four, five.
Okay, I gotcha. But that's pretty old, isn't it? So we're celebrating this church. And when I say this church, I'm talking about more than this building. I'm talking about 130 years where the people of God, where this church family came together. And we worship every Sunday. There was a minister up here in this pulpit. We had people reading scripture lessons and prayer concerns from here. We sang hymns. We prayed for one another. And for 130, yes?
I can do 130.
Okay, you can do 130. That's better than I can do. But the point being is that there's a church for 130 years for a building, but then there's 130 years for the people who come to the building and who come week after week. And you know, the things we do in the church is more than just come here on Sundays. We see each other throughout the course of the week. If somebody's in the hospital, you know more than the minister is going to contact that person. You have other people from the church who will be calling on that person saying, how are you doing? Can I pray with you? Can I bring you a meal when you get out of the hospital? Things like that. Yes?
Mommy got me out of her belly quick at the doctor's.
Okay. What's that?
I finally stopped counting at 130.
You stopped counting at 130. Just don't do it during my sermon, okay? And so there's a lot more that goes on than just worship. But for 130 years, this church has continued to be in operation, and the family of God here has continued to assemble, and we've continued to not only love this building, but to love one another, just like we love you. Just know that we love you, and that no matter where you go in this world, we will be thinking about you, because you are connected to this family. You are part of our family, and we are part of your family. And that's what's so special about the church. That's what we celebrate here this morning, this 130th anniversary, the birthday of this congregation. But like I said, last week we celebrated the anniversary, the birthday of the church all over the world. So we can be thankful to God for the church all over the world and the church that is right here in Glenshaw Valley. Let's all hold hands and have a word of prayer. Let's all get wired together. Ready to pray? Father God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. And thank you for bringing us together. Many of us did not know one another when we first came to this church, but believe me, we know each other now. And it is your Holy Spirit within us that has knit us together and taught us how to love one another the way you love us. So continue to love this church. Continue to fill our head with ideas and energy and a desire to serve you and your kingdom more than anything else. And this we pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Okay, thank you very much.